Listen, I haven't heard this one in a very long time. It's Nicki Minaj as well as Flo Rida and David Guetta. It's called Where Them Girls At. Quarter past three on a Wednesday here on MFM. It's the last hour of the lunch show. And listen, I have quite a treat today. First time ever that I've had them both in studio for the... What's happening there, Mark Allen? Is your mic just falling apart?
It's falling apart.
I have both Mark Allen and Tian in studio for the last bits and bites of the year. Welcome, guys.
How's it?
How's it going?
You told me that I'm in for quite a treat today because we are counting down the best tech news apps for 2016.
Yeah, we just thought it'd be a good idea just to have a look. Look, we've done many stories this year, and even though we rotate bi-weekly, we still know what each other's doing, and you know, we're still in contact behind the scenes as well. But we thought this year was actually one of those shaker years, move and shake years. A lot of stuff has happened, and at the time, some of the stuff that happened, we'll go through the list. Some of the stuff that happened, it seemed minuscule, but if you think about it and look back now, it's actually had quite an impact. And I thought, yeah, we thought it'd be a good idea. We haven't done the show together with you, and I think that's also quite a
fun.
Going
to be interesting.
It'd be nice to check out. Yeah.
Yes, let's get straight into it because I'm excited about this. I've had you both separately in studio, and I've been very much intrigued by some of the news stories and the apps that have come out through this year. So I'd love to see what's on your list.
Let's start with the apps we've had this year. Mm-hmm. We've released the Issue Facilities app and released the Martis app, all from Stellenbosch University. And it gives users the ability to check the exam schedules. Mm-hmm. They get events. And we had the massive launch in the NLC.
Big launch. That was a huge launch.
Talking about that launch, I think I was angry for a week because there was this 15th of August. Are you ready?
Exactly.
For a whole month, and we didn't know what was happening.
Yeah,
it was
like
finally launched. Yeah. And it was finally launched, and we were all excited about that. So that, I think that's a big one. Yeah.
But so it's actually quite a cool app, though. And what needs to be said is that app, it's homebrewed, right? It's made for us by us. And then, you know, we're all ex-Marties or alumni. We're all Stellenbosch Marty people. We, you know, this is where we come from. And it's not quite a big thing, you know. It's like having a boy grow up or kid grow up that you fostered in that and seeing this kid do well.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, the next release, which is like imminent, will have push notifications and all sorts of new functionalities.
Yeah, I know this. It's only up from here.
Yeah, up.
Are we taking the market share in Stellenbosch? I'm telling you. But it's a cool
app. That your number 10 or is just like including?
Well, no, I think that's one of the things Mark's on the development side, so that was really one of the big things for him. And I know when he spoke about it to me, when he explained, because what we normally do is we get these stories and we talk to each other about it, you know. And every time he spoke to me about it, I could see this guy just you know, sort of shining, and it's got this sort of tinge in the eye going, yeah. That's...
And do we really have to rank? I mean, it's the top 10, but must say which one?
Let's not rank it. Let's just say it's definitely made our top 10 list.
But you do have to say, though, which one was most exciting for you. I want you to round that up towards the end as to what has been the exciting.
Okay, I think we can do that. Yeah. I think we can do that. That's fair.
Okay.
So that's definitely that's number one and two on our list. It was the SU Facilities apps as well as the Martis apps. Yes. And we've had, I mean, I've even had on my Twitter handle had guys telling me, yo, it's actually quite nice. Mm. They had some stuff at the start with which bothered them. We looked at some of the stuff. We changed some of the stuff, which was also cool. Some of the stuff that it's all been for the better. So to the students as well, thank you very much, because obviously the ideas came from you guys.
From them,
And I just think it's a phenomenal task.
I think we want more feedback.
Yeah, really, the more the merrier.
And it's IT worked with quite a few departments inside the university to make this happen. And we're being partners, and we work partners with university and partners with students. So we really, really, it's one. I would love to do more of these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So what's next on the list?
So next on the list, so this year was a very big year for Microsoft. First time in known history that Microsoft has given us a free operating system. By given us, I'm talking about Windows 10, right? So yes, if you had a legal Windows 7 or Windows 8, you could get Windows 10 free of charge up until somewhere in July. And it was a vastly different operating system than we've ever seen from Microsoft. Now, if you're not a sort of a geeky guy like me, you're going to go, "Ugh, man, it's just not an operating system, right? It's just another one. It's another one."
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, this was a major leap for Microsoft. And in the game of operating systems, we've got two big boys. We've got Apple Mac and we've got Microsoft, right? Let's be honest, okay?
Okay, we'll be honest this time.
Yeah, okay. So they're the two big players in the desktop, in the sort of a computer family, okay? We're not going to get to Android and iOS and that stuff now. And so Microsoft did this for the first time ever, and they went big, and they totally changed the face of operating systems, the way we think about them, the way that that companies think about corporate networks and all of that. Microsoft has single-handedly changed. And the reason they've got so much push is because they are still... The reason is because they are still used, about 89% of all companies around the world still use Microsoft. That's a lot. That's not a market share. Mm. That is the whole market.
Mm, it definitely is.
Because it's not just 10% that goes to them. 10% is split through all the other operating systems available. So that is huge. Mm. So when they do something like this and they offer it free of charge, it is massive. It is gabonkles. It's big. Mm. They changed the scope, and now it's interesting because now only did they come to the competitive sideness of where Apple is. So now it's going to be nice to see within the next few years, because obviously there's almost sort of bi-yearly updates. Mm. These two keeping each other up tippy-toed and up and about and seeing what they do with their technologies.
At the end of the day, we benefit as the consumers as well. Hey, when obviously, they are in competition, we are the ones that win at the end of the day.
And I think how that Windows 10 adds the value is also on the Office 365 side. I mean, Microsoft on that level has matured immensely.
Yeah.
To such a point that the student rollout to Office 365, basically email and all your apps in the cloud, was such a success that we rolled it out to staff.
Yeah.
So almost all staff now have Office 365.
Yeah, I can tell you now that apart from literally that I can count on one hand, all the staff are also over onto Office and Office 365. Mm-hmm. And it's been a huge success, actually. It's been great. Many good things to come. Keep listening. Many good things to come. I'm not going to give away. I don't give the ball too much.
Not much.
But many good things to come on that side.
Okay, gentlemen, what's next on the list of your things to add for 2016?
Okay, so I spoke briefly, and I know that was one of the things that I spoke about, but this is really big, and we sort of grazed over it. And because at that time it was a very small app to talk about, it's called BriefTube, and we sort of just mentioned it earlier this year.
I remember BriefTube, yes,
and
you told me about
it.
We
just sort of quickly went over it, and it was one of those things that we passed on. However, it's gained huge momentum to an extent where... Okay, let me just quickly explain again.
Perfect.
So BriefTube, you can go online, it's like YouTube, it's actually hosted by Google, so it's part of YouTube, and you can type into the search box of BriefTube. You know that you had a Paul Tsai lecture that you missed, or there's a whatever, and you can type in the word that was used in that lecture, and it'll pop up the lecture, the video of the lecturer.
Oh, wow.
And doing the lecture with those words, keywords that you've typed in. Paul Tsai level 3 about the economic distance between two countries, whatever. You can type that in, and whoop, it won't just pop up just Stellenbosch, it'll pop up any lectures and that. So it's nice when you've got the brief, but you don't have the video, you don't have the full...
I see.
So you know what you want to study about. You know, I need to study economics, but you don't know what should I search for. Who's the lecturers I should search for that are the best lecturers that I want to see their stuff on. Now you can go from the other side and say, okay, I know what I need this type of information. Go BriefTube, go.
And voila. And I think over the years, students have moved from taking notes in class and really wanting a system where I can go back, rewind, pause, listen again. That sort of system. So it's great that BriefTube exists.
Exactly. And that really ties into with what the SunStream event activity is on about, the solution option that they have. And that's what's going to be rolled out next year, where lectures are properly going to be recorded standard as part of what a lecture would be do.
Yeah.
And it'll be available on YouTube, and people will be able to see it. So
on the internet, on YouTube, anywhere that you are local to Marty, you'll be able to get it. So obviously you get your normal stuff, the normal paper stuff and all that you can download. But you'll be able to attend every class, even though you were sick. You'll be able to see what happened in class and attend all the polls that was done in class, because you were able to view it.
Mm. Absolutely amazing stuff. Gentlemen, let's take a quick break. We're going to recap again in the next 5 minutes or so. Just take a bit of a song break. Mark Allen and Tianan Suter from the IT department. Some music from Ellie Goulding on MFM is called Still Falling For You, 3:30 on the MFM Lunch Show. In studio, Mark Allen and Tian for the very last time this year, talking about some of their favorite tech news and apps of 2016. So if you missed some of the shows, I think listen out, because they're going to tell you some of the big news and tech stories of the year. And we're still continuing the list from quarter past. So welcome to the show if you just joined us. So gentlemen, let's get straight back into it yet again. Talking about some of your favorite things or news stories.
Okay, so I'd just firstly like to say, Ellie, I'll fall for Ellie anytime. She can come and visit me. I just wanted to say that.
Yes.
Side notes.
I'm slightly older, but she can still come and visit. Okay, so.
Aren't you married?
So one of the. Yeah, yeah. Well, she's the. Shh. Damn, I've got the ring on. Damn it.
That's how I knew. That's what you I have the ring on.
I've been married longer than you.
Yeah, you're smarter.
Yes.
Yeah. So this year was one of those years when it comes to apps, and everyone's had a lack of jaw. But let's be honest, there was one app game that stood out, and I think they broke every record when it comes to mobile gaming.
Ooh, you haven't even mentioned this game. I know what it is, because it made everyone go crazy.
It made people go wonkers, and people were stupid, and they got hurt, and even someone had lost their life because they were stupid while playing this game. And it's called Pokemon Go. And so the biggest game of the last, let's say, the biggest mobile game ever. And you know, that's a strange thing. It was so quick to go viral. So it was such a big boost, and it kept for 3 months, and then someone just died out quickly.
Yeah.
It was so quick and out of the market. It's ridiculous. Topping it over $400 million for those 3 months. That is redonkulous. I think they made, if I'm not mistaken, within the first few days, it was upwards of 50. It just went, when it went viral, very quickly.
So you're saying people aren't playing it as much now?
No, people are. No, look, the hype's gone. You see, the thing is with this game, there's nothing really to it. Once you reach top level and you don't have someone to fight against, there's nothing really to this game. So at that time, the world was playing, right? And so people are still playing it, but you won't go. I mean, I remember going to Amanus and finding myself in the Cape Promenade and looking at these youngsters, and I'm saying 13, 12, 13-year-olds, all skateboards and lacquer chill, walking by in groups, not a skateboard under the arm, with their phones out and looking and thinking, what the hell is going on?
And also the older guys.
Obviously, I don't want to mention that, but fat lackers. But anyway, but these kids were, everyone was walking around in groups, and they were playing Pokemon. You asked them, and then, oh, you're playing Pokemon Go, dude, you're sick of that, you know? So obviously, I downloaded the damn thing. I never really got into it, I must be honest. Having said that, I'd be true and honest when I say I wasn't a big Pokemon fan.
Yes, if you're a Pokemon fan, you...
Yes, but to be honest, if you were a Pokemon fan, this...
Is the game for
was
you.
Was as good as Christmas 3 months in a row. This was as good as it's going to get. And I mentioned earlier, behind the scenes, I've got a friend who's a Pokemon geek. Absolute geek. He spent almost 3,000 Rand buying stuff in power packs. So they made a lot of money through advertisements, a lot of money, and obviously they made a lot of money in purchase apps.
Sure.
But it just shows what can be done with a very good idea and a solid game. Let's be honest, it used GPS coordinates, used a mapping software, puts you into an augmented reality where you can play while there's something happening on your desktop or whatever with your phone. It was quite cool.
The tech in the world was right. It was a perfect storm, really.
Because, that is exactly it.
I mean, we've been using augmented reality, but there was no real catch it. And then this happened. And it just went.
So now the question beckons, what's next?
What is next? Yeah. Because now, how can you top that?
Yeah. So we'll have to see. I think
you have some ideas.
We'll get to that a bit later on the list.
But the other thing that happened this year was the concept of bots. And it's a new nice word for AI, which makes it more complicated, which is like artificial intelligence. But basically the idea of... I don't know if you guys remember Mixit, but there was this idea.
Do we remember Mixit?
You could chat to like something and it'll reply back. And
Mixit also ended this year, so it's actually also sad now.
Mixit also, but anyway, the fundamental point was that Facebook Messenger and others released this mechanism where people can create bots that talk automatically to the user. It's not a human listening, it's a computer listening. And the coolest application we saw this year, which was a world first South African initiative, was Absa Bank creating a banking app, a banking chat bot.
So cool, man.
It's called Chat That's Banking. Cool. And you can pay recipients. You become your
standard beneficiaries. You can do some standard banking stuff.
It's if you're on Twitter or Facebook Messenger,
You know, technology is just making it much easier for all of us to be lazy, hey? I don't have to type anything anymore. I can just say, listen, can you just pay so-and-so and make this happen?
But it's so great that you can actually now, depending on Facebook Messenger, you can, while you're chatting and you need to pay something or, you know, check your balance, we want to go grab a beer, check your balance. Oof, sorry, guys, maybe next week. But inside the Facebook Messenger, you don't have to open up something else. You can just private message.
On the fly.
You private message the chat bot and say, please, what's my count? And they say,
Have I still got enough on beer? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
it's actually quite cool.
For me, my biggest concerns with all these apps that are coming through, maybe because I'm just too careful, is that sometimes you worry about security.
No, that's not a good thing to worry about. So you asked me that question the day I spoke about this. I still said, well done, that's a good question to ask. Yes. However, again, because this is South Africa and this was an African initiative, they were smart. They built in good security. A very few smart security features where you can't really circumvent them, and it's very it'll be more difficult to lose money through the bot than through using an app on your phone.
Oh,
let me put it that way.
Yes.
Okay, I love that.
Okay, so we spoke about Pokemon Go, we spoke about Apsa, and I said that, yes, augmented reality is big, but let's be honest, this year, the top winner of all the consoles is the VR, the virtual reality.
Oh, yes.
Let's call it spade a spade. I mean, this
again.
Is a big thing, and let me tell you, I told you, do you remember the end of last year, I told you, say to watch out for this year.
Yes.
Because this year will be the year that things change. The way we do things will change.
I remember this.
And this is partly 80%, maybe even mostly because of virtual reality. The way we use gaming technology, the way we use medical technology, or BI, business intelligence technology. Imagine seeing your business intelligence in a hub, your data in a hub, visually represented in the end. You can work with it and manipulate it with your hands. You can do this now with virtual reality. You can do this. Imagine you're a doctor. And you are a specialist in your field, but however, there's not enough time for you to get on a flight to go to the States or wherever to help and help someone. But you can put on your VR goggles and you're right there. You're in the surgery room and you can perform the surgery like as if you were.
It also became more affordable. Stuff. You know, it really became more affordable, the VR technology. Yes. And the fact that you could even Google at some point gave you this ability to just create a VR headset using your phone.
Yeah,
and didn't one cell phone company, I think it's Samsung, that came through?
That even you bought the new S7, you got the VR with it. And it was basically the goggles, because your phone still powers the VR, right?
Yes.
But I mean, still. But the likes of Google have jumped on, Microsoft with their HoloLens, they've jumped on, and then let me tell you, they're making huge leaps. I would say the leader at the moment in the pack is still the Oculus Rift, which is powered by Google. Microsoft is second in charge, looking at Sony and maybe even MSI as a third place or fourth place, both of them. But if you look out, it's going to become cheaper and cheaper. Sony is coming out with the PlayStation Sony VR at the end of the year. It's going to cost about $7,000. That's a lot of money. Within the next 2 years, that'll come down. This will be, let me tell you now, let me now put the one down for next year.
Can you just write this down?
This will be the biggest thing that's ever happened to any computing technology. VR will totally change the landscape of any computing and how we use computing in data. It's
going to
be big. It's gone.
Sure.
It's going to be big.
You've said things with certainty before and they've happened, so we have to believe
you. Heed my words.
Not when.
It's a win.
Absolutely love that. It's just a side note. I think one of my favorite, apps or things that happen in tech of the year are some of the cheapest options that you guys came through with. I remember you saying a smartphone that came out, the cheapest one. I'm not sure which one that was earlier in the year.
$60.
Love that. I think that was $4, my favorite.
Yeah.
Absolute favorite.
Company in India using all the old technology, but still building capable smartphones, but just using 2 or 3 year old technologies and buying up all the old technologies, all the old parts from all the other places like Samsung,
genius.
LG, and just entering the market where people can afford a smartphone.
Definitely.
It's still a good smartphone. It was a good smartphone 2 years ago, so there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. $60, here you go.
Love that. So let's continue. What else is on your list?
Well,
just one more before we take a quick break.
In the space of antivirus this year, It became it felt like becoming the Wild West again. I mean, yes. we've had some control over the last years, and you know, the bad old days when the virus hit your computer and everything disappeared, we kind of felt, you know, we had everything under control. And this year, ransomware.
We were showed, no, we don't.
Really came to the fore. And I think they finally got something new that was very difficult to control and very difficult to manage.
Although we don't want to say this, I think this person who ever came up with this is the MVP of 2016, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think, to be honest, if you look at the sheer genius behind how the first one, the CryptoLocker, how the first one was done, the absolute, let me tell you, above and beyond sheer genius, this guy deserves top spot. Unfortunately, this guy being slightly malicious has caused millions and millions and billions of dollars in loss, losses towards companies. And obviously that makes that creates a problem.
And ask any PhD student that, you know.
Ooh. And we had that.
We had a whole lot of cases.
We had a PhD student at the end of their tenure. Coming in with eyes in their tears in their eyes, that lost everything because they had it backed up. That's but unfortunately, at that time, their backup drive was plugged into their PC, and so everything got infected.
And that's the sad thing. I told you when we spoke about it, I said we're powerless.
Yeah,
we cannot do anything once it's encrypted.
We were.
But oh, you're not anymore.
Once it's encrypted, right, it's almost impossible to really decrypt it.
No, look, you're not going to decrypt it unless you are lucky enough, if you do pay, that they actually send you the decryption key, or whether you're lucky enough to decrypt it on your own by using some of the web app tools that you're available. The best cure was precaution.
Yes.
And now at least we can say that, with all honesty, as far as this campus goes, if you're working on a RGA computer or staff member computer, whatever, you're covered.
Yes.
You should be covered.
Protection is now
In place which allows no more ransomware coming through. But it was difficult.
I will say, though, it's hard to fight against something when you don't even know what you're fighting against.
Yeah.
So I think a whole lot of students on campus didn't even know this thing even existed.
And so it morphed every second week, too. Because such a lot of these black hats, these malicious hackers, got onto this this money train, this gravy train, and they just sort of did every avenue that they could. So it was very malicious, and it was changing every second week. Very difficult to keep up. But I think at this point in time, it sort of slowed down, and I think the majority of the worldwide population now is under control.
Sure. Some horrible things happening in 2016, but great things happening as well. We're running this up in the next few minutes, so make sure to stay tuned for that. Featuring Justin Timberlake, it's Jay-Z, it's called Holy Grail on the MFM Lunch Show. It's nearly after quarter two, it's 47 minutes past three. Nearly time for the drive team to take over from 4 to 7, that's Cher and Nathaniel. But I still have Tian and Mark Allen in studio with me, talking about their favorite tech news apps for 2016, because it's the last day that they will be here for the year. You can maybe catch them again sometime next year, but if you miss some of the shows this year, listen up, because they are running up the last few of their favorite news stories of the year.
Yes. And this year, live streaming also was started to get big. And Facebook came out and they brought a live streaming. I think they didn't they buy out
Snapchat? No.
That as well.
No, Periscope.
Periscope. There we go.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I think
so it was a very smart acquisition from Facebook. Obviously, they left Periscope alone when they bought it. They left it, so people still used it. But they took the technology,
implemented it
to Facebook. And then as soon as Facebook saw that, there goes Periscope.
I think DSTV actually also live streamed the that one game.
Yes, soccer game. It was UJ against
It was definitely a super shocker.
UJ is against someone that they live streamed. Yeah,
yes.
They had a massive live stream 2 weeks ago in Durban. They had the CrossFit Championships there, and there was a live stream or a few live streams running directly for the duration of the weekend, running from Durban as well.
So you can see they're competing against the likes of YouTube and everybody. So it's becoming a
and at this point in time on a technical point of view, as far as data bandwidth, doing this, I can tell you that Facebook is cheaper, if you want to put it that way, but actually their compression rate is better than Google. So they have very
good.
They have very good technology. Yeah, obviously, because no, really those teams, those are the two big boys. They need to play. They need to play the game and make it easier and cheaper for us to use. But yeah, a big, big year. And we've seen some unfortunate stuff with live, with Facebook Livestream.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we've seen some guys that, you know, do a video and then suddenly there's a drive-by shooting that made news in the States where they actually, at the end of the day, recorded their own death. And that obviously was not what it was meant to do.
Sure.
So you've, it's a big world. It's a big
and I've asked some of my friends, just on a lighter note, some of my friends do a live stream just of selfies. They think they're taking a selfie and they do a live stream. So it's the funniest thing to watch.
That's actually quite awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
So I've seen that a couple of times.
That's actually quite awesome.
A straight face for the videos going.
Yeah.
Did we get
that?
So what I've also seen on the live stream thing is some of the Capetonian comedians that when they do impromptu stuff where they just go to the pub, they have a friend live stream it. Because they just decided now they're going to go through to 10 o'clock to OBS and they're going to do go near to a comedy club.
They've
live stream. And I think that's actually quite cool.
That's
using the technology like that. It's been a helpful aid in the Syrian war in Aleppo. Yeah. People have used live stream to I don't want to say tell on, but yeah, to report the enemy presence and you know, they've used live stream to do that. So it's helped the
because remember it's live streaming, so it's not having to take a video first and then
uploading
it.
No.
It's immediate. You know, you can't stop it. So
it's quite cool.
Mark Zuckerberg is doing some great things there at Facebook.
Yeah, eh? I wonder. Yeah, if he's still really really worried about it. I mean,
well, he did lose his satellite though.
That
also happened this year.
It's been a big year.
Yeah, did you remember that?
I don't remember that.
He lost the nice satellite that spent how many, I don't know, millions.
150 million?
Yeah.
150 million?
It was with his friend, his
ex-friend
that wanted to send the shuttle up, or the rocket, and unfortunately it blew up.
The Tesla guy, was it?
We were joking about it, but
it was a big thing.
The thing was, they wanted to bring internet to like Africa with that satellite.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's put that back.
Yeah, obviously, they were using a new technology, a new radio frequency, that allowed them to actually broadcast data bandwidth like you normally would with your DSTV and stuff like that. You know, that's also data, really. That you would use satellite technology to get the data bandwidth and to bring internet free of charge to the masses of Africa, which is great, because obviously if you can't do it over desert, you do it to the air. It's much easier and there's less interference.
Yes.
Last one before we get to the big one. We always have to mention at least one more.
Yes.
So last one, this year has been a big year for online shopping. It's been a massive year. We've seen the likes of people inside of South Africa, like the big Woolworths, the Checkers, and those guys bumping up their game and doing some good stuff. But as a gamer, let me tell you. So the big thing this year in the computer, in the geeky scene, when it comes to technology, whether it's mobile technology or gaming technology, it's been Amazon Prime. Amazon opening up Prime. They actually started this last year already. So it's not new that Amazon has got Prime. But what they did is they opened up all the borders to South Africa. So you can now use, you know, the UK, United Kingdom's Amazon Prime. And
Prime is you pay a subscription and you basically get... It's cheaper, the delivery.
The majority of the stuff over $100 or whatever, you're going to get free of charge anyway.
Wow.
Free of charge shipping to South Africa. Now stop right there. You say, okay, so what? The big thing is, so you can buy the same PS4 here. It's going to cost you X. You can buy the same PS4 there. It's going to cost you X minus 30% with free shipping. So are you willing to wait 7 days longer for 30% discount? Yes, I'm willing to.
Yes.
Especially on new tech where it's quite expensive, right? And it's a one buy.
Yes.
They've done massive amounts of work to it. We've seen the likes of the big boys in South Africa take a lot and some of the other guys pumping up the game. They're offering prices. Listen very carefully. There's new people coming up every day in the shopping scene. Don't just think the big boys are the boys that's got the best prices. Look around, people. You'll be amazed and surprised at some of the great buys and discounts you can get online. Use those skills.
It's so interesting though, because whenever I'm surfing the net or on Facebook, there's always like a pop-up of shopping online. I think that's the big thing that's also happened this year, is that the ads have just increased so much when it comes to...
So last year was the first year ever ever, last Christmas, was the first year ever that I could get all my gifts online. All of it. All of it. For the whole family, for all the friends, I got all of it.
I think the whole IT department almost
Yes. So we've got a standing thing there. The guys that from all the delivery companies, from all the shops, yeah. they know us by name already at IT because we just don't go, we've got better things to do than get in the car, go to a shopping mall and shopping. We just do everything online because it's free shipping. We just do everything online because it's probably better prices. There's no rentals. And it's free shipping. So they, most of the day there's a delivery guy standing there waiting to deliver stuff.
Yeah.
And this year again, why are they standing in a Christmas queue, people?
Exactly.
Use your daily deals and whatever and get yourself some good deals and
just order early.
Order early. Yeah.
I think that's where all of us are really going to, hey? It's just the convenience of online shopping
I heard someone last week say we're in the age of consumerism. My friend, we are way past that. We are way past the age of consumerism. We are in the age of getting lazy and dumb. And but it's lekker. At this point, it's lekker.
Yeah, we don't even feel guilty about it, hey?
Okay.
Let's just round up. Yeah.
South African government gave us smart ID cards this year. Massive. And I must say, we can get our passports now via the bank stuff and so forth. So it's a lot easier. Actually, we should give some kudos to.
So very, very. Yeah, it's solid that we stand here and we can actually. We always want to crit them, right? Because it's the government. Who doesn't want to crit the government, right? But let's be honest, this time around, they did a bloody phenomenal job. They did a good job. And I went through the process myself. My ID book got washed for the second time in the sea. And as I fell in off the boat. And
No questions asked.
So obviously, I had to get a new card. And at that time, it was just it had just opened up so you can get these ID cards online. It literally took me, and I had my stopwatch on 4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Amazing stuff.
To apply and pay for my card. I then went within a week just to do my fingerprints and that, and 2 weeks later I got my card. So let me tell you, it is phenomenal. And yes, doing the whole, not having to have a stand in the queue and doing your passport, all of that jazz, it is lekker. So well done, Department of Home Affairs.
Give credit where it's due. I think that is a nice way to end it off, guys. Thank you so much for joining me in studio. Merry Christmas in advance.
Yes,
Happy New Year.
We're still around though. We're still around. So please contact us at Stellan Uni or at @Tian_IT
and at The Mark Allen.
Thank you so much, guys, again for joining me in studio for the very last time for 2016. Some great things happening. So that is also how I end things off. I'm back again tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock.